Walker, Chris Fade.
People consider us the greatest showman.
Pretty Mel.
I work with children.
And Big Rossi.
We are the greatest showman.
You guys are awesome, Tom. You make my day beautiful every day.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio Dubai.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Hello. We are live. Good morning. 6 o'clock Monday. Happy 4th of July, Pretty Molly.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. If you're celebrating it across the world, good morning from the UAE. It's, the weekend. It didn't feel like one. I saw Rossi every day last week.
Oh, it was great. We hung out yesterday as well.
Yesterday, Saturday, when we were at Yas Island.
I need the update from yesterday.
Oh, what a long process that was.
Was it long?
No.
No, we were in and out pretty quickly.
I need to hear it because I feel like this is finally the end of a saga.
It's closure, yeah, with closure in the relationship.
There's no closure yet. Still don't have the bike, but we'll talk about the scooter update coming up on the show. Duvet is going to return, yes, and it's only a Sunday or a Monday.
People. Duvet on a Monday?
I'll explain.
Yeah, we've had a chat yesterday about it.
All right, we're talking about marriage, all right? Plus, when I tell you prizes, we've got them all right here. 10,000 dirhams cash. I've got another 5,000 with Home Center that could be yours, courtesy of Property Finder. We've got a huge week as well. It's our final week of the show for a while, right?
Yeah. It's, four more days for you guys, right?
So, yeah. No, you're doing... Oh, yeah. It's public Friday's holiday off. Friday, yeah. Right? So, yeah, we've got a four-day week, and then Rossi and I are off. We're off for a month.
Together, yeah.
No, we're not, thankfully.
I just sent Brianna a message, actually.
Why?
I just said, have a great time in America.
Oh, maybe she'll reply, not like your wife doesn't reply to my messages.
Oh, no.
You're off for 3 weeks. I'm off for four. Pretty, I think you're off for one or two, aren't you?
1 week, yep.
So who's doing the show next week?
Brent and I.
Oh, is he back? No, he's not. Is he?
Yeah, it's Brent.
He's back next week.
Uh-huh.
But he's going to Paris.
Yeah, he's going tomorrow.
Oh, he's going to be back by then.
We're off on Monday as well, right? So...
Sorry, I just had a sip of my coffee.
Yeah, no, that was a very long sip of coffee.
It's the strongest coffee I've ever had.
Oh. Someone's stolen our coffee.
Yeah, where are they? Have you taken we have those little 3-in-1 satchels.
Those things there.
No, not those ones. Which ones?
The ones that we have down there, you mean?
Yeah.
They've got those 3-in-1s.
They've all gone.
How? Who? We had a bunch left on Thursday.
How many have you had this morning, Rossi?
One.
Okay.
When I last... put my hand in the bag. There was like two left in there.
Yeah, so where are those two?
Gone.
They get used, mate. They get used.
I'll order some more, guys.
Yeah, order some more. I'm not going to have that. Coffee's too strong. It's going to make me hyper. It's going to make me real hyper. Okay, listen, let's get the show underway. Who's awake? Who's awake right now? Are we doing Duncan? Is Duncan back?
No.
Is Duncan back on the show, Ross?
No.
Oh, okay. You thought you got it on here. That's why, mate.
Oh, really?
Rossi wrote it down. Give away Duncan at this time.
No, they are not back.
So, sorry about that.
Going to have to check all.
Check my
all
bag.
Right, guys, just pause the show. We're checking Rossi's work now.
You didn't mention the 15,000 dirhams you can win with Emirates and MasterCard, by the way. That's a big one.
Okay, hold on, let me just cross that out. That's not right. Oh, there's another bit here on the show that's not right. Let me cross it. Rossi's...
Okay. I like to keep you on your toes, you know?
All right, I fixed it all, guys.
You did it?
Yeah, okay, I don't have any prizes, but if you want to talk to me and just be our first caller, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. Let's have a chat. A lot of you driving around the country like Philip. Hello, Philip.
Good morning.
Good morning, bro. What are you up to?
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning, Mr. Phil. What are you up to?
I'm just driving, Mr. Chris.
You're just what?
Just driving, going to work.
What do you do for work?
Basically, I'm a merchandiser.
Oh, merchandisers, man. You guys are great. You know what merchandisers do.
Yeah, I know what they do.
Thank you very much. In fact, you
were doing it yesterday.
Yeah, I went to Carrefour and did it. Yeah, you're right.
You were spotted walking around, moving your products around on the show.
Who was following me? So I was at Carrefour yesterday, just looking at all like the Fade Fit products on the show. I was making sure they all look good. Doing what Philip does. Philip, that's what you do, right? Merchandiser. You're making sure your products look good on the shelves,
yeah,
right?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris.
I didn't say anything that was good like that, but I got to thank you. I like that, Phil. Yeah. What can I ask? What products you do the merchandising for?
Mr. Chris, I'm basically coming. The product coming from South Africa.
Yep.
It's called Baker's Biscuit and Carrara Pickles plus nice. Callisto sauce.
Good on you, mate. You're doing a great job for them as well, I'm sure, Phil. They're lucky to have you. You know that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Phil. So when I was at Carrefour yesterday,
What were you doing?
I don't know, but Rossi's sending me videos of myself from like secret camera. So one of his friends or someone that knows him is videoing me at Carrefour.
Yeah.
And sending him to Rossi, and Rossi's sending him to me, and I'm like, this is illegal.
It was my sister-in-law, Auntie Katie.
Katie, the one that entered the competition.
Yeah. You never say hello to her. When she broke her ankle, you didn't say hello to her.
Tried to help her.
Well, yeah, I didn't know. Why didn't you come and... why don't you say hello to me?
She's shy. And you looked very busy by the video.
Her and Liz are the same type. They don't say hello to me.
Maybe you should get the hint.
Don't annoy Liz's friends, because a lot of them listen right now and they will hate you.
Not annoying Liz's friends. Did I say anything about Liz's friends? Is there anything about
Liz? Saying Liz is ignorant.
What?
Said she doesn't reply.
That's not what ignorant means.
You have no idea what ignorant means then.
Ignoring people. No.
Oh my gosh, it's a great one. So early as well. I love it. Christian, hello.
What's up, Chris?
Hey.
What's up? Welcome to another week. What have you got going on? Where are you?
Oh, man, I'm dry as wet week. My week, it started, man. I worked a full night last night, man, driving home.
What did you do?
We did interior fit out. We just handed over, you know, some interior fit out jobs in Abu Dhabi. So,
Christian, are you Christian from Instagram, the one that came and sang as well?
Are you? Oh, absolutely, man.
Such a great guy, Christian. You are. You're a good dude, mate. Got a beautiful family as well. So, what do you do? Fit outs, do you?
Yeah. So, me and my wife, we own a company called Veloce.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a very important project. So, I thought, you know, let me just put in the extra miles for my clients. So, yeah. I spent the night with my team, you know, to hand over the project. It was amazing.
Good on you. I guess when you own your own company, you do these sort of things. It makes it like even more worthwhile, right? Like being overnight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're passionate, you know. If you're passionate about something, you know, you're willing to do the extra miles for
good on you. What's the company called again? Let's give it a good plug here. What is it?
Veloce.
Veloce. What does Veloce mean?
Veloce means fast, you know. It's okay. Italian for
nice.
Speed.
And you do, like, fit outs for stores, for, like, what?
Yeah, all major businesses, retail. We don't really focus on villas, but it's definitely something we would look into the future.
Amazing. Go check him out, Veloce. Christian, thank you, mate. Love to the fam. We'll do one last one. Vincent is hanging out with us. Hello, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing, Chris, Preeti, and Rossi?
Hi.
Good to hear your voice in the morning.
Thank you, brother. Good to hear your voice as well. Are you a fellow South African, maybe?
No.
I thought it sounds like Christian, no?
No. From India.
I'm Rossi's laughing man.
Oh, yes. if we get Vincent laughing, that's it. He won't stop laughing. Yeah. Watch this, ready?
So how you guys been?
Tell him a joke.
Come on, Vincent, give us a good laugh. He's a good laugher, Vincent. we just get him started.
Get me through the
stop.
Day.
Yeah, we love that, mate. What do you do? What do you do for work?
Driving to work on the way to Fujairah. I work for the Enoch Group of Companies, and I'm a finance guy.
Finance guy working for Enoch. Mm. And why do you got to go to Fujairah? Yeah. The office is there.
Covering for one of my colleagues. He's on vacation, so driving down there and enjoying work.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen.
The thing is with Enoch, mm-hmm. it's like I've been working for these guys for 15 years.
Yeah.
And they care a lot about their stuff.
That's one thing.
Like,
that's so great to hear.
I know some of the guys at Enoch, and they're all really, really cool. You're right. I know some of them in management. They're all really, really sweet.
Yeah, they really take care of you. They don't let go of people, you know. During the pandemic,
yep.
They were like, didn't let anybody go. That was something big for people who didn't understand it.
That's a great organization right there. That's fantastic.
Yep. Well,
be sure to share our love from all of us here on the Chris Fate Show to the team at Enoch.
Definitely.
All right, you take care and drive safe to Fujairah, okay, Vincent?
Okay. Have a good, safe week, eh?
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Give us one laugh. Come on. Where's that laugh gone, Vincent? Where is it? I just said to Rossi, my head hasn't woken up yet. Need to wake up. Rossi said, do some push-ups.
Go, do some
push-ups. Go on. Should we do them together?
Let's do push-ups. Rossi and I are going to do push-ups together to wake us up.
Okay, you guys do that. Have fun.
All right, what are you going to do?
Just watch.
How many how many are we going to do? 10.
Go there.
Nah, let's go 100.
Oh, no. I can do 10.
Do 10.
10.
15. So why are the lights on?
Oh, now we turn the lights on in the shoot. First hour of the studio, we don't like to turn the lights on because it's like being in a solarium, like a sunroom.
Yeah, the first hour of the studio, yeah.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, first hour in the studio. Anyway, lights are on, push-ups are up. Here we go, Ross.
Ready? Dior. On my count, boys.
Oh,
ready?
I'm get sore. Hold on. It takes me an hour just to get down now. I trained legs yesterday.
Don't video my backside.
You can video my backside.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
In position. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Is that just one?
It's too early.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Rusty.
You know what the best one is? This.
That's the world's greatest stretch.
It is the world's greatest stretch.
Are you guys done?
Hold on, we're stretching.
Okay. Oh, they're nice. He's got Ralph Lauren boxer shorts on.
No, I don't. No, I got cheap ones on.
All right, Chris. Okay, that'll do.
Hey. I get my
Why is the vein popping on your head?
Looks like my PE teacher.
What?
Anyway, I buy my underwear from Target, $2 each. Hello, ladies.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got?
Travis Scott's return to music festivals is going to have to wait. He was all set to headline the Day in Vegas festival with SZA and J. Cole in September, but now the whole entire event has been canceled.
Why?
They said, we're sorry to announce that a combination of logistics, timing, and production issues have forced us to cancel Day in Vegas for 2022. So this would have been Travis's first return to music festivals since the Astroworld tragedy in November. Mm. So this means fans will have to wait till November this year when he will be performing at the Primavera Sound Festival in South America.
Mm,
so he just keeps getting pushed back.
Get pushed back, there we go.
Amber Heard has asked a Virginia judge to toss her losing verdict from the defamation lawsuit. She was found guilty of 3 claims, right, filed by Johnny Depp.
Yep.
And in a new motion, her lawyers claimed that the judgment was not supported enough by the evidence shown during their trial. And they also argue that juror number 15 during the trial may not have been selected legally by giving the wrong birth date during a jury selection, which would invalidate that juror. So they're basically trying everything they can to get that judgment tossed out.
Just move on. Just move on, Amber. I know it must be hard.
A lot of it's $10 million she owes, so I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to get it over.
Yeah, true. Okay.
And finally, who is engaged? Rumor has it Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn are reportedly engaged. Now, they have yet to confirm the news themselves, but they're reportedly set to be married in 18 months. And rumor has it Joe popped the question a few months ago, actually, and Taylor's been wearing an engagement ring in private. Mm. They've been dating since 2016.
Yeah, they've been together for ages,
right? For so long, for 6 years now.
And they've kept it under wraps, which has been probably one of the reasons why it's still going.
Well, yeah, exactly.
She was always under the microscope, wasn't she?
Yeah, so I think, and she just didn't want to have to put up with it anymore. So I hope it's true for her. I love her, so I hope it's
you like
true.
T-Swizzle?
Yeah, I like her.
I there was a moment where she was everywhere and I got a little bit too much of her, but now I do like her.
Watch the documentary about her on Netflix. You get to learn
a
lot.
You like it?
Yeah.
I like her a lot. All right, thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Super proud of a good friend, Supercar Blondie.
She's just killing the game.
She's super cool. I mean, obviously, a lot of us all know who she is. One of the most followed human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool to think about.
Yeah.
One of the most followed human beings on social media. Now, she used to work on a radio station alongside us. And then she decided to give it up one day because she said, I'm going to try this social media thing.
Yeah, look at her. Look at her.
And we all looked at her and said, what an idiot. Look at this. She's leaving. Why would you leave for? As if it's going to work.
It's worked.
She's got 75 million followers.
Wow.
And she was just at, she just went to London. I saw this and I wanted to put it up because it's gone viral.
Was it in London, was it?
It was in England, in London. She's done this like Red Bull soapbox challenge, right?
It was intense.
They have built did you ever build a soapbox? Did you?
No.
What did you call them? Billy carts?
Go-kart.
Go-kart was with an engine.
Yeah.
We used to have a billy cart, which meant, so basically a little car without an engine and you have to go down a hill on it, right?
Yeah.
When we were younger, I used to like sort of try to make them.
Yeah, I did as well.
And like they were horrible. They never went anywhere, really. I think I nearly killed myself once as well. But these guys, Sergey and Supercar Blondie, has literally built one, gone and raced it against all of the world.
Yeah.
They haven't won. But they did win a, what do you call it? Like Miss Congeniality?
What does that, what?
It's not, what's the award when you win?
Like an honorable mention?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's People's Choice.
People's Choice. They got say Miss Congeniality?
Same thing. Isn't that what Sandra Bullock, she was voted?
Yeah, yeah.
Take a listen to this, right?
A very well-known YouTuber in the house. 75 million Instagram followers. All right, Supercar Bondi, let's see what you've got. Like I said, all the way from Dubai.
Repping us here in Dubai. How cool is that?
Yeah, so cool.
Nice start.
Now, it's actually really scary.
It's intense. The jumps. She has to go over ramps, right?
It looks so scary.
If you go to the Chris Fade Show Instagram, we'll put a few stories up there as well. Go check this out. But I just want to give you a little shout out to a local legend here doing us proud across the UAE. When I was in
so
LA.
Cool.
When I was in LA last.
There we go. Are we going to hear this line a lot now? When I was in LA.
When I was in LA last, we went out for dinner. And
did you?
Yeah, walked out of the restaurant and, you know, fan came up and I was getting ready to take a photo with the fan.
Get out.
Fan came up and said, "Oh my gosh, could you just take a photo of me with Supercar Blondie?" Pass me their camera and I took a photo of them. I was just thinking about it. On Friday, we were doing the show from Mall of the Emirates, right? We were celebrating the launch of DSS. And I just went onto Instagram. Duvet did an unbelievable performance of Usher's You Make Me Wanna, right? Why are you laughing for?
Yeah, can you, before you interrupt, can I just carry on?
I'm not going to say anything.
Chris, your performance there was absolutely phenomenal.
Thanks, Russ. Thank you.
You timed the dance moves with the, you know, the singing was brilliant.
This is obviously the song that we performed live, Mall of Emirates. Now, the crowd that was there, huge.
I couldn't believe how many people were there, honestly.
I think there was at least 11,000 people came to see us perform live.
There were about three. The rest of it 3,000. Was our staff.
3,000 people.
Yes, three people.
It's probably right, 3,000.
Three people.
There weren't three people. There were maybe seven, okay?
And four of them were from Virgin Radio. Three were people just passing by, looking at the craziness.
Why did you talk us up for? Why?
Because you failed.
So I went to the Chris Fade Show Instagram page expecting to see the live performance, and I saw it, but you guys put it without the music behind it.
Because it was...
The performance was only an a cappella performance, so if I can hear some of it now, Yeah, you guys posted the video without the music behind it, so...
Excuse me, can I tell you why?
Why?
You were so off-key and off-tune that when we put the music, it somehow made it sound worse. If it
excuse me.
She's got no
obviously, idea. Whoever's editing that has not done a good job.
Was that? Was that Jenny? Who was it? Jenny? Was it Basma? Was it Nala? Who was it?
Who
Nala?
Was it in there?
It was me.
Oh, so you're the culprit.
You sounded so terrible that I had to screen record pretty what it would sound with Usher, and it was just terrible.
It was horrible.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for us right now, I'm going to play you the OG version. This is Duvet with the backing music of Usher, the way that it should have been posted on social media.
Oh, okay.
All right?
It's just like mistakes that we, you know.
Rossi and I aren't going to work with such inadequate human beings.
We can't work in these conditions. We need talented, organized people.
Now, if you women can't keep up with us, we're out.
Okay.
Oh. See you.
We're going to leave.
Okay, Pretty and I will stay. It's fine.
See you.
No, we will.
Okay.
We'll go.
We'll go. Tell them where we'll go, Ross.
We'll go somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we'll go back to LA. I'll join Chris.
See ya.
Have a listen to the song the way that it should have been played and posted.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, baby.
Here we go.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. This is what you. Oh. What you. What you make me do? Make me do.
You make me wanna leave.
It's not even in time.
Relationship with you.
This is what you do.
I'm spoiling it.
You make me wanna be the one I'm with. A new relationship with you. This is what you do. Come on.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
Oh.
Cause I was mad. Cause I won't.
Out of breath.
Just one. Oh, I
don't know.
Babe.
This is how it should have sounded, yeah.
Horrible.
Here comes chorus.
You made me want to be the one I'm with. Start a new relationship.
Leave the one I'm with.
You said make me want to be the one I'm with. You want to be with yourself.
I love myself.
You make me want to
be the one I'm with. Start a new relationship with you.
Anyway, this is the way that it should have sounded on social media.
So, yeah, whoever's put the music under that has put it in the wrong place, obviously.
No, that's how it was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are we going to do duvet later when you're doing it now? Come on.
I'm going to do duvet now.
No, we're not. We're doing it later. We're going to make...
Can you just play Usher from Tiny Desk instead, please? Please. Can you not do duvet? Just play
so what I want to do quickly right now on my own, I don't want even Rossi involved here.
What?
Well, I'm going to show you because you don't want to be part of it.
What are you going to do? Tell us, Chris.
He makes me want to be the one I'm with.
That's the line. You made me want to leave the one I'm with.
Yes.
Leave the one
Start
with.
A new relationship with you.
This is what you do.
Yep.
Okay.
Thinking about the ring. And all of the things that...
So old ago. So long.
It was so old ago.
Yeah, so long time. So long.
Yeah. This is what you do. This is what you do.
What are you doing? Hello?
This is what you do. You make me wanna leave the one I'm with and start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. Think about it and I'm gonna be the going away. You make me... You make me wanna leave the one I'm with and start a new relationship with you.
Sorry.
Turn the song back on. No, I hadn't finished. I was just getting warmed up.
Sorry.
I can put you.
Closing his eyes.
Tight seat. No leg room. Sharing elbow space, you see. Trying to find a way. Get you on the plane. Did I ask for some water? Nope. Gotta pay for that. Cause I'm in economy class. Up in the sky. Economy class. Up in the sky. I take it to the moon. Economy class. All the way I go. Cause it's economy class. Up in the sky. Oh. Economy class. Up in the sky. Uh-oh. Looks like I got the middle seat. Oh no. Things aren't looking good. Gotta squeeze between the two of them right now. Now I'm here. I think I drank too much water. I gotta go to the toilet. But look at, am I gonna fit through it? He's falling asleep. Do I climb all over him? Imagine I climb all over him and then he wakes up in the position where I've got my backside to his face. Would he like that?
No.
I hope not. Because it'd be more even awkwarder. Awkwarder. That's a word.
It's not a word.
You may not think it is. It's economy class. Up in the sky. Economy class. Up in the sky. Sorry, I had to stall for 3 minutes there. That's all I came up with.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
You just won $10,000.
Just got paid, so we bought that money.
powered by RackBank. Get the RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card and get up to 160,000 bonus Skyworld miles. Plus, enjoy Emirates Skywards Silver Tier membership. Visit rackbank.ae/EK. Conditions apply.
Sharia! Hello, good morning!
Good morning! How are you guys?
Mate, we are doing well. What do you think about my economy class remix?
Absolutely lovely. It's better than the original.
Thank you very much. You are going to do well in the pop quiz right now. Yes, you are. What do you do?
I've recently graduated and I've just started working in an IT company.
Oh.
What, you graduated in IT?
Yes, exactly. From Middlesex University of Dubai.
I feel like there's a lot of graduates from Middlesex University. And you guys always tell me that you're from Middlesex. You must be proud of the university.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm very proud of my university. I made a lot of friends there, and I had a great time.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash right now with RackBank. Maybe you can get that first-class ticket somewhere around the world. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
All right, got it.
Good to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who is the CEO of Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Who plays Doctor Strange in the 2016 movie?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Which filmmaker created the Star Wars franchise?
Pass.
Which actor owns the South Sydney Rabbitohs rugby league team? Russell?
Brand.
Sorry?
Brandy, sir.
Russell Brand.
True or false, Rihanna and Drake dated? Which company produces a 3DS game console?
Pass.
Who is older, Katy Perry or Russell Brand?
Russell Brand.
What country is the tallest man in the world from, Turkey or China?
China.
Say Turkey.
Turkey.
Who is Ben Affleck's brother?
Pass.
What date did Expo 2020 officially begin? Time is up. I got you 300 dirhams cash. Congratulations, somewhat.
Thank you.
CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs, no longer with us. He's not the CEO anymore. Tim Cook is. Tim Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you knew that one. George Lucas, Star Wars franchise. Russell Crowe is the famous actor. Drake and Rihanna once dated. Yes, Nintendo has the 3DS game console. Casey Affleck. And the 1st of October is the official date that Expo 2020 began. That would have got you more of the cash. You got 300 dirhams from RackBank. Still not a bad start. It's free money, brother. It's free money.
I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Thank you, my man. God bless you. Have a great day. And thanks for listening, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Welcome to Duvet Creates Your Commercial.
Yeah, we do.
Are you a local startup? Do you have a company here in the country? Well, Duvet, the world's greatest cover band for a short time only, is going to create a commercial for you on the spot.
Sorry, I've got acid reflux at the moment. Hope it doesn't hinder my performance.
You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
If you are a company interested in getting a commercial, you can call us 048-715-544. Now, I actually do like when you guys do this.
Thanks.
Because as a startup or a local business, sometimes it's difficult to have the cash to get advertising done, right?
Yeah, and you know, whenever we do this, the people who call us, they always like screen record stuff and then put it on social media.
They do. They use it.
They use it.
Hello, Nina.
Hello. Hi.
All right, Nina, let's get to know about your business. What's your local company?
So my business is called Dreamy Bee Dubai, and we personalize kids' pajamas and Christmas pajamas.
That's so cute.
Oh, this is such a great thing because obviously, you know, the Christmas photo in front of the Christmas tree.
Absolutely. Mums and dads, everyone wears them.
But you mean you personalise them. How do you personalise them? What do you do?
We personalise. We add your name and motifs. We do birthday pajamas for kids. So when they wake up in the morning, they've got their birthday pajamas. Oh,
that's so cute. Great idea.
Yes, and I just started it here about a year ago.
What's your Instagram?
It's at Dreamy Bee Dubai.
Dreamy Bee.
Do you find it popular during December only, or is it an all?
No, it's through the year, but Christmas is crazy.
Yeah,
can't believe the family Christmas pajamas, how popular they are.
All right, well, we're going to create you a commercial right now. I'm having a look at the Instagram page. It looks fantastic. Woo-hoo. We're going to create your commercial for you. Okay.
Lovely, thank you.
You ready to go, Ross?
Yeah.
God, I don't even know what the music sounds like. Let's have a listen to what we got here. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You start or me?
You go.
Okay, here we go. 2-2-2-2. It's time to wake up. It's time to go to sleep. You want to feel comfortable inside your feet. Dreamy Bee Dubai has got you covered. Pajamas all the way.
Yeah, you've heard of bananas, but have you ever seen them in pajamas? Ooh, Dreamy Bee Dubai, make you feel alive. It's Dreamy Bee Dubai, they it's make dreamy. You feel alive.
Yes, it's Dreamy Bee Dubai, they make you feel alive.
Instagram at Dreamy Bee Dubai.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
You like that?
Here we go. Another satisfied customer right there. Feel free to use that.
Yeah, we'll send you the invoice. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dreamy Bee Dubai. Rohi, hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Tell us about your company, Rohi.
So, Chris, I started in last December. I've got a cloud kitchen, Italian cloud kitchen called Allora. Where we make pizzas, pasta, salads, appetizers.
All right, Italian, it's pizza, pasta.
So a cloud kitchen is where you basically just deliver, right? You've got like a little place somewhere in Alcazar.
But you don't need to advertise that. Like, we don't need to put that in the commercial. We don't have to say it's a cloud kitchen. You don't want to put that in.
And believe me, it's all to do with the marketing. So it'll be great, great help. So thank you so much.
Where are you available? Where can we order you from?
Actually, it's in Marina, so I don't cover your area.
Okay, but so where do we go to order?
You can order on Zomato, Deliveroo, Kareem, Talabat. I'm on all the aggregators.
Okay, cool.
Are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
What is it? Allora what?
Allora.Dubai.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Gotcha, okay.
Give me a second here. I might get
some... What's the vibe, guys?
Well, I might try to get some...
Italian music.
Yeah.
Like, that's amore. What a great idea.
Possibly. Let's see how we go here. All right, you ready? Good luck. Here we go, Ross. You start on me.
Thank you so much.
I'll go.
Okay, good luck. Here we go. 3, 2.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah, okay. You start.
It's a fail already.
Oh, your pizza, your pasta, all your authentic. It's
Allora.
What are you doing,
sorry,
pretty?
I got excited. I'm sorry.
Just about to do it, and she's just speaking.
What was it? What made you excited? The cheese on the pizza? What was it?
You know I love cheese. So I was looking at the Instagram and I got excited. I wanted to scream, it's Allora.
Here we go. Thanks for ruining
bit,
pretty.
You're welcome.
It's the pizza, the pie, the authenticity. That's Allora.
Well, you want pasta, then pizza, then tiramisu. You go
it's
to Allora.
It's Allora. You know you can get the on Zomato, Deliveroo, and Talabat. It's Allora.
Allora.
It's made in the most amazing way, and it's so fresh. It's Allora.
In the kitchen.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Rohi. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Thank you, guys.
No worries.
If you're in the Marina area, look them up. Allora. Allora. We'll do one more. Swethal, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. The way team, Chris Faith, and all the team. Amazing team.
Thank you, brother. We love you. What's your company? Teach us. Tell us.
So my company name is called Starskill 360. We are a UAE-based startup ecosystem builder.
Hold on a second. We got to get the name. What's the name?
Startup Scale 360.
Startup Scale. Oh, just hold on, bro.
Startup scale three. Rossi and I are slow. We need to write
three,
stuff down.
360.
Yeah, just write the numbers. It's quicker than writing.
Okay,
six.
I'm writing 360.
No, just write the number. Okay. So startup scale 360. 360. What
How
do you do?
Spell 100.
Hey, what do you do?
So first of all, we are not startup, but we are for the startup. We are running an entrepreneurship World Cup at the UAE level for the startups to win up to $1 million in Riyadh in this month of November. So
is this a scam or is it real?
It's real. It's
okay,
real.
So Startup Scale 360, you're giving a chance of a startup company to win $1 million in Saudi?
Saudi Riyadh.
The final will be in the Saudi, but we are the national organizer, so we are running in the UAE. We will be selecting three UAE winners to compete at a global level to win up to $1 million cash prize.
It's very difficult.
This is difficult for us commercial writers.
You have nearly 8,000 followers on Instagram.
Are you a startup yourself or are you like a big company? Because we only do this for startups.
No, we are not a startup.
We can't do you a commercial.
But this is for the startups. We are just here for the startups to, you know, we are considering us a startup ecosystem builder.
It's got more followers than me.
We don't do things if it doesn't have more followers than you. Huh?
What?
So this is, I mean...
Okay, this is confusing. So how do they enter? Where do they go?
Say again?
Where do we go to enter?
Where do you go to?
Where do we go to enter to win the 1 million real?
Oh, there's a website called Entrepreneurship World Cup. It's basically an organization called Global Entrepreneurship Network runs this event.
No, this isn't.
Let's
just do it. Okay. We spent this much time on it. Let's just do a commercial for it. You ready? Okay. Yeah. Start up scale 360. Oh, yeah. Start up scale 360.
Yeah.
You know, you all need a bit of money, honey. When you're starting up that conning company, it's not funny. Yeah. How about you like to win $1 million? You win it in Saudi Riyadh.
Yes, you got it wrong. You said dollars, but it's really real. You go to Saudi and compete in the World Cup. Yeah, it's four entrepreneurs with lots of hairs on their head.
Yeah.
It's Startup Scale 360.
Entrepreneur World Cup. Entrepreneurship World Cup.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
What do you think about that?
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that jingle, I'm sure it's going to attract a lot of applications.
It was horrible. I love it.
One of the stars from the UAE come out as an ultimate winner.
Thank you.
I hope so as well, mate. We're taking 80% of that million, though, okay? Pretty. Yesterday, I went and spent some time with Rossi.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a little bit of bro time. The reason why I had to go and get this Vespa, this Lambretta, this vintage bike, which I bought off Rossi 4 months ago. We went to the RDA to go put it in my name.
No.
It took us only 15 minutes to get the number plate, which I have here.
Why do you have it? Oh my, look at the number!
The number plate that we randomly got for this Lambretta is 104.
Yeah, but there's another number at the end, but that's not saying.
Why? It's on the Instagram. Why can't we show that number? What are they going to do?
Because someone might, I don't know, like...
They can't track me down.
Well, someone might look at it and, I don't know, look at your private details or something.
What, are you hiding anything?
I've got nothing on it.
Okay. So
yeah, he was hiding something.
If you go to Instagram and go to the Chris Fade
what
Show.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. If you go to the Chris Fade Show on Instagram, I've recorded the whole moment of Rossi and I going to go and get the scooter into my name.
Now it's registered in your name. So, you know, if you want to sell it like me, I'm thinking about selling mine pretty.
So he's
22,000 dirhams.
He's telling me to sell the bike after all this journey of 4 months. By the way, I still don't have the bike.
Okay, wait, what? This
is nothing to do with me, by the way.
Yeah.
My friend decided to pick up all the bikes and take them off to get checked.
Because the...
Wait, I thought you did that already.
No. I did.
My mate got... Bruce, our mate, got on his bike, took it down the road. The suspension just fell off. Just fell off on the first ride.
Excuse me.
So he calls me up. He goes, hey, mate, Chris... is South African. He says, boy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up your bike for you
and I am going to get them all checked out, okay? But just Rossi, to make sure that they're okay, because the last thing we want is...
I paid 1,000 dirhams
to
get yours checked out.
You got ripped off, mate.
Well, and it wasn't checked. Okay, so wait, let me just recap here. So 4 months ago, Chris agreed to buy the scooter from Rossi. You were told that it was going to cost you 9,000 dirhams.
Yeah.
It's ended up costing upwards of 16,000 at this point.
Mm, yeah.
The last step was you going to the RTA with Rossi to get it all registered.
Yeah, and I've done all the work running around, changing
he
documents.
He was so annoying about it last week.
And you finally did it. Done it. Well done.
But you still don't have the scooter.
Yeah, that's not my fault. That is not my fault. I didn't pick it up. I didn't decide to do that.
Because it's not...
I dropped it off at your house. It was outside your house.
Yep. That was weird as well.
Why?
Just randomly, just didn't even tell me. Just dropped off because it was in one of these moods. You know when he gets into his moods?
It was... you were being disrespectful to me. I'd organized all this stuff and you couldn't even take 15 minutes out your day.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't. Luckily, we've done it.
I did it yesterday because that's when I planned to do it. I don't have... the luxury of your lifestyle of just going to do whatever I want whenever I want.
I love the fact that I was looking at your Instagram every day, though, and you're sitting there watching basketball in the afternoon.
Yeah. Are you okay, both of you? The worst decision of
my life was to say yes to his scooter.
Well, give us it, but I'll take it. I'll give you the money you pay for it, and I'll sell it. Fine. Yeah. I'll make some money from it, because these are sought after vintage bikes that everybody wants.
I've
got 10 people wanting
the next, the next step, Chris, you have to try to sell it. Good luck.
It's just been such a hard process. Now, he's supposedly doing this as a business.
Excuse me.
He says that he's got it. It was a great learning curve for him, I guess, because you learned things not to do.
Yeah, yeah. So we got these from one company called Madan Motors in Delhi. But now I've decided that they are rubbish. And I've got this other guy who does this properly.
Lawsuit coming.
Yep.
all right. Sorry. Yeah. Well, that's my opinion, allegedly. So I've got another company now who does it properly, and he sends all these bikes to Germany and rebuilds them really, really
What's
well.
What's the Instagram page that you want us to tag? You keep asking me to tag
Scooter
these.
Barn.
The Scooter Barn, yeah.
The Scooter Barn.
Yeah, so I've got like 10 people who want to buy them. So, you know, it's a good little hobby to have on the side.
You don't even follow me. Scooter Burn doesn't follow me.
You don't follow me.
I'm not going to follow you first.
Hold your number plate. I need you to endorse it. There's your number plate.
I'm not holding.
Just say I'm a customer of Scooter Burn, please.
I'm not hiring. I don't have the bike yet. When I get the bike, I'll give you
there's a video of this.
The video of what?
Sorry, I'm watching.
The Scooter
anyway,
Barn.
All right. It's just gone 8 o'clock. We're running out of time here. All I know is that... I just don't want to tell people to go get a scooter from you because my process hasn't been great. Is it going to be better for other people?
I've got two on the way already that will be in the country and everything.
Yeah.
They'll be RTA registered and all I need to do is swap over.
So how long from the time someone orders a bike?
They can pick it up the same day because they'll be here. Two are on the way to me now.
Can I have one of them that's coming because I sort of have mine?
Explain what's going on here.
Okay, so a good friend of mine in Australia... I want you to tell me if he's wrong or right.
Okay, okay.
Because he asked me.
Okay. Give me the facts.
He was obviously married. He was married for about 10 years. Divorced.
Okay.
Now he's remarried. He's got two girls, like me, from his first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
One of his girls is getting married.
Okay.
Now, he's older than I am. So his daughter now, I think, is about 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting married.
Okay.
All right. And as the father of the bride, he had said to her, I'm paying for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's my gift to you. I will pay for the wedding. So he's already paid half of the installment of the wedding.
Okay.
There's another half to go.
Yes.
He's just found out that his daughter has not invited his new wife to the wedding.
Okay, so her stepmother, basically.
Correct.
She's...
Now, he confronted his daughter and said, hey, how come you haven't invited your stepmom, my wife?
Yeah.
She said, I just want it like real intimate, close family and, you know, not going to happen. So then he asked this, is your mum's boyfriend invited to the wedding?
Good question. I feel good question.
He is.
Okay.
So he's gone and said, hey, not accepting that, and I'm not paying for the second half of the wedding. She's now lost it. She's getting angry at him, saying, how can you do that to me? He's saying, well, how can you do that to me? He's phoned me up and said, hey, am I in the wrong here? Am I wrong?
I am going to, straight off the bat, without knowing anything, say he's probably not wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think he's wrong either.
No.
I'm in a position where I have my kids have a stepmom, Brianna. Yeah. And, you know.
They have their mother.
They have their mother. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the daughter should, if she's inviting the boyfriend of the mother, she should 100% invite
the mother. So has something gone wrong between the daughter and the stepmom?
Particularly not. I asked the same question. Is there anything going on?
How long have they been together, the stepmom and the dad?
Like 7 years.
Okay.
Wow, so that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no hate or anything. Have they got on? They're okay. But there's not been an incident. There hasn't been an incident that has happened that has made the daughter hate the stepmom.
She mustn't have, like, lived in the same house or something.
I don't know, but what do you think? Is my friend in the wrong for saying he's not going to pay for the second half of the wedding? 04871 5544. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. 04871 5544. My response to him was, I mean, I wouldn't pay for it either. I know it's your daughter, but she needs to understand. Hey, that's fairly disrespectful.
Yeah. I agree.
Do you agree?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, like, has this girl grown up in the house as the stepmom, you know, for 7 years?
Yeah, I think when they were 16 or 17. I mean,
well, that's like they've lived with each other. She, you know, she should definitely invite her to the wedding.
I don't know, man. Well, what is it?
Some people will say it's my day and I can invite
whoever I want. Exactly, yeah. And that's what the daughter's saying. It's my day and I want to be able to do what I want. Shahid, what are your thoughts?
Honestly, I'm with you completely. He is right. He is not wrong at all. The daughter, I think, out of respect, she should have done it.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, out of respect to her father.
Yeah.
And as you said, if there's like not any problems, even if there is any issues or any problems with the stepmom, she should invite her just for the respect, out of respect for her dad.
Like, yeah. Agreed. I mean, and I even said to my friend, I was like, I don't think it's even got anything to do with you paying for the wedding or not. Like, she should have been invited anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's not
about him paying, right?
It should just be.
Austin, your thoughts?
Well, I think the man is a great man. He's a great father. Because if I was in his position, I'll even retract the other half I already paid for.
Yeah. It's true. Hey, I think it crossed his mind, but I don't think he can get it back. That's the issue. Rania, what do you feel?
Yes, hi. So I completely agree that they're not respecting their dad enough. Because if they respected him, they would have invited his wife. And as much as they respected their mom, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's
not
more
invite the wife, he's paying. Come
Unless
on,
the
guys.
Wife did something really bad that everyone knows about or something. I don't know.
That,
but
that I can get.
But there wasn't anything particular. Dan?
Yes. Hi, Chris. Hi, guys.
Mate, what do you think?
Look, I think the fact that he's already threatened to, you know, take away half the payment, I don't think that's a good idea, because even now if she agrees, there's always going to be that bitterness that she'd had to invite her just to get that money back.
Mm.
I don't think that should have been part of the discussion. He should have still paid for it and just chosen not to go for it, go to the wedding, if his wife's not invited.
But he wants
that's the cool way to do it, right?
Nah, but it's his daughter's wedding. You want to see your daughter get married, mate. Let's, like, you know, I understand.
You can go to the next one.
That's true, but it's kind of insulting as well, right, if your partner's not invited to your own daughter's wedding.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely. It's so... All right, well, I'll send him this copy of this show. Let him hear. I think we're all on the same page. I don't think there's anyone that is saying.
And it's listen, even if you don't get along, doesn't mean you have to spend the whole day with them. It's your wedding. You're going to be busy. Just let them sit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you have to sit next to her for the entire ceremony, reception, whatever.
Agree. Just get it done.
Just, it's about respect.
Just get it done. All right. Thanks for, can I say, I just love that we get to do this on the show. Thank you for being part of it, because you helped me out personally. I'll now send this to him. How was the weekend, by the way? I know we saw each other on Saturday.
I ate a 1 kilogram burger. That was good.
Did you? Okay, can I tell you what happened?
We need to discuss this.
Because, man, I love you, Ross. I do love you. But, I mean, Eddie, you weren't here for this.
because you're too good for us now. But let me talk to you. There was Maz, come in, Maz, come
Maz
in, Maz,
comes. Maz is here. Maz as well. Needs to hear the story.
Maz. Jeez, Maz, I've never. Maz is up. Maz Hakeem from the Night Show.
You're way.
Are
too
you okay?
Dressed up. Am I?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm on from 10.
Why?
Because it's like
Sheena's
that.
On vacation.
Sheena is on vacation. Yeah. That's it.
So who's doing your show?
I think it's Misha.
Why doesn't Misha do this show and then you stay in your own show?
Oh, I don't know.
Nice to see the hand over there for the exactly. Show. I think it's Misha.
So listen, I want to just run through this,
okay.
What Rossi did over the weekend. So you know we're at Yas Island, we're at the Warner Brothers World Abu Dhabi. We had a big day out, it was fabulous. The guys at Warner Brothers World, they gave us a 1 kilo hamburger. If you can imagine a basketball squashed, it was the size, that's how big it was.
Oh my God.
It had French fries, onion rings all around it. It was fabulous, like, right?
So we got there at 3, they delivered the burger around 3:15, 3:20.
Yeah, and they put it on the table. Now we were working, Rossi, pretty nice, so we didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to sort of consume it, right? But around the table was where at least I'd say about 300 to 400 people had gathered over the 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Now people were laughing over the hamburger.
Oh,
people were talking over the hamburger.
There were
kids just like touching the hamburger.
Oh,
other
on,
kids
man.
Eating the like. It was just like that hamburger. After a while, I said to Pretty, "All right, I don't think we're gonna have to. I don't think we're gonna go near that hamburger, right? Because it's just it. You know,
it was in the open. Like
it was just in the open. Like it was just it was like an attraction at the theme park. It was like, have you done the hamburger yet? I mean, I swear I saw one kid, and this is no word of a lie, I saw one kid have his finger up his nose, the next second grab a French fry, right? Anyway, it comes to the end of our broadcast, and Rossi goes to the guy there, excuse me, mate. The guy comes over, yes, sir. Could you bag that up? Could you bag it? I want to take it home.
I want to take it home for the family.
Now, this was at like 6 o'clock at night. It's been sitting there for 3 hours. People, I said to Rossi, bro, do not do that, man. It's been there for 3 hours.
What am I going to do? Waste it? Am I going to waste it?
Anyway,
he had his little finger up his nose.
No, hold
touched
on.
The
that
bugger.
Was a load of rubbish.
That's
no,
not a
lot.
I even pinpointed it when the kid had his nose because he wanted a photo with me. And I said, well, get your finger out of your nose and we'll take a photo.
I do remember you saying that, but he touched the chips.
Yep.
Yes.
And then, hold on.
Okay, I didn't eat the chips.
The
so
guy's
happy.
Come. He's cut it up. Rossi's now got two big takeaway bags.
Oh,
he's walking out of Warner Brothers World Abu Dhabi with this kilo burger.
Oh, come on.
You ate it, didn't you? And the kids ate it and your wife ate it.
No, just me.
You ate the whole kilo hamburger.
So I had two slices when I got back. I put it in the oven and burnt all. I burnt all the top because I put the grill on instead of the oven. So then it had like a black top to it, right?
Charcoal.
I put half of it in. So then I ate two pieces with the black top on. And then I thought, oh, it's not bad. And then I woke up the next morning, and for breakfast, I had...
No. Oh, come
Sky,
on.
This is good.
I had a cold cheeseburger for breakfast.
It's disgusting, man.
1 kilogram it was.
This is the same guy in the peak of the pandemic where we had no idea what coronavirus really was. We just knew how bad it was. That there was no one working. The streets were quiet. Everybody's at home except the three of us. We had to come and do the show, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
This is the guy... who was brushing his teeth in the toilet here.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
With the toothbrush.
With the toothbrush.
With the toothbrush
his
hanging
out of
his
bag.
Book bag that he kept on the ground.
Yep.
And the bottom of his car. In the the.
So, just, I don't get sick. So.
How many times have you had coronavirus now? 11?
Twice.
I think he's up to 11.
Just about.
Twice, is it? Or three times, maybe.
He's got the iron stomach. This guy, Big Rossi. Give him a round of applause. He doesn't waste food, people.
He doesn't waste food.
I've got this thing that I heard over the weekend, and I wanted to put it to the test. I wanted to see if it was legit, if it was real or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are flying over the next couple of weeks. Hopefully you're getting out, maybe going back home to see the family.
Did you see that thing? But before you do that, quickly, the wheel popped. The wheel popped. Did you see it?
Yeah.
You'd hate that. They put a hole in the side of the plane. Did you see it? Do you see that?
You sound like... Rossi forgets that we're on the radio sometimes. I like it. We're just talking to each other. Yes, an Emirates flight heading from Dubai to Brisbane. Just the tyre popped and put a little bit of a hole in the side cabin, but they landed safely and it was fine.
It's amazing.
You know how many wheels they've got?
18 wheels. That's how many they have.
On a plane?
On a plane, yeah. There was 18 wheels from what I was reading. So.
Wow.
But a lot of us are flying out and about, and a lot of us are going. And I was on TikTok, as a lot of us like to do. So I'm going to need someone from crew. If you're a crew and you work up in the planes, let us know if this is true. But have a listen.
On a plane and passengers are boarding, are you immediately judging everyone that's coming on?
We have to be safe, and so we are profiling everyone who is able-bodied, who is non-ambulatory, who is someone that could help us if we need to restrain somebody, who is someone I can go to if, you know, I need someone to open the door. Children.
Okay, so this woman here who says she's a air flight attendant, crew. You know when you walk on a plane and they greet you, and you always get that. You get that, hello, hi, how you doing? You're like, hi. They're judging us.
I like that.
We get judged.
I like that.
So they're judging to see who, A, that you're okay, you're not intoxicated. B, if they're, did you hear it? If there's a fight, who are they going to ask people to help?
Do you reckon you'd be asked?
Yeah, definitely.
You'd volunteer without being asked.
I'd put my hand up straight away.
Yeah.
But I would like to know if this is a real thing or is it just something that I saw on TikTok that's not true. Do you work up in the planes? Is this legit? Do you judge a passenger when they're walking on? Are you just, you know, sort of going through each one? You know, I feel like it's Terminator.
Chris, can I tell you right now?
Yeah.
The only reason Chris wants to know this
is
because he wants a flight attendant to come on the radio and judge him live.
And
to
say, like,
we would definitely call on Chris if we needed to hold a passenger down or if we were in trouble. Literally, this is the only reason why we are talking about this right now.
Cosmina, hello.
Good morning again.
How are you, Cos? You're okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Okay, so tell us, you work, you're a crew?
I used to be.
You used to be.
So is this true?
Yes, 100%.
So you're judging everyone?
Well, you don't judge. You just look around and think, in an emergency situation, who can help you in whatever emergency situation? If it's someone overdrunk, let's say like that, you don't want that person on board. It's going to be a chaos. If it's someone sick, you don't want that person on board. It's also, if you see someone is creating like a fighting situation, he's arguing way too much before boarding, you don't want that person on board.
So if you find someone that's like out of control, do you go tell the captain? Is the captain the one that makes the decision, I got told?
Yes, 100%.
He's like the teacher.
He's got the authority on the plane.
He's like mom and dad. Oh, dad's here. Get out.
He's
what are you doing?
So go ahead, Cosmina. Okay, let's just, Chris doesn't care about any of this part. Cosmina. Chris has just boarded the flight.
Yeah.
He's handing you the ticket.
I've touched the plane, by the way. I always touch
the plane. Cosmina, you have welcomed him on board. Yeah. Tell us.
Business class he'll be
business
in.
Class. Tell us what you are thinking as you are judging passenger Chris Fade.
Hi.
Go for it.
Hi.
He is perfect to open my door if I cannot do it.
Yes.
That's all we wanted to hear.
That's all I wanted. I'm there. There's a fight. I'm there. That's it for us. Maz is up next, filling in for Sheena. Rossi's not here. Literally about 30 minutes on the show, I gave him a timeout. I said, you can get an early mark because he was being somewhat nasty to you, Pretty.
He was.
So we've given him an early mark. He's actually left and he has never come back. I think he's happy about the early mark.
He's so happy. He's like, wait, I get to go home? Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we could do, imagine we did that. We got
every day.
Rossi starts at 6:30, finishes at 9:30. We give him an hour off. He'd love that.
Why does he get to start later, though?
I don't know.
What are you going to do today?
Not much. Going to go to the gym right now, get a good workout in. I'm traveling with the kids on Friday, so I like to go extra hard at the gym the week before I leave because I know that I won't be utilizing a gym as much as I'm using it now. Mm. So I'm going to do that. You got any plans?
Yeah, I'm filming some dance videos.
Oh, funny enough, I was going to do the same.
Oh, saving?
Yeah, luckily I'm not there. Have a great one. Maz is up next with all your feel-good hits. She's commercial-free as well. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.